Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade,
Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Another
so
day
good.
Is kicking off.
You know, sometimes I'm amazed that this is an actual job. It's just so wacky and funny.
Are you feeling grateful this morning?
Yeah, I'm just feeling grateful and... just so much funny stuff goes on at this place. It's just hilarious.
I love working with you too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love how Jade took that as...
it's me.
I love working with you, Jade. Do you know what, guys? I've got to say, I got my license.
Yay! You did it, everybody!
You did it.
You guys better start thinking of some new jokes and criticisms for next year.
I've already got them all planned out, don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Those red pea bladers.
Yeah.
I'm so happy, it was so good.
It was a beautiful moment. Yeah.
It was. Thanks for coming, Crevo.
Yeah, it was
Jade
fun.
Skipped out.
I was working, I had to record another show. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Dale, you skipped out.
No, I didn't.
We could have waited 10. We offered to wait 10 minutes.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you
we
had
did.
All that anxiety.
That's
you're
all right.
Like, hoo-hoo, and I'm like, oh.
That's all right. I'll forgive you, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. You can.
But yeah, I got 95% on my test.
That's the main thing.
I made four mistakes. I missed two head checks, which you're allowed to miss.
Oh.
And my road positioning was a little bit off in a road that didn't have any lines. So I was a bit over to the right. But other than that, was fantastic.
Brilliant.
I love the test guy at the end, the instructor. He goes, he's like full like stone face for the entire test. Almost like, during the test, the personality of a nav man.
Yeah.
Like not much happening there.
Turn left.
Yeah, right at the second, blah, blah, blah. At the end, he goes, oh, Maddie, do you mind if I tell my sons that you got your license? Obviously heard it on the show. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
That's
so
awesome.
Nice.
Oh, good stuff, guys. I'm
that
so happy. I'll tell you what, Lads versus Lasses is drawn at the moment on 42 gold stars apiece.
Now,
look at that.
Just a quick live discussion about this.
Mm.
Because of Friday's show being outside, are we doing one more game or is that it?
No, I think we should do it live. Surely we'll have regulars who want to play.
Oh, okay, absolutely. Cool. Yeah, the finale.
That's what I was just asking.
On offer today for the winner, we have a Christmas pack, guys. So Christmas pudding, bottle of wine and chocolates. If you want to win this, 13:10:09, we need one lad and one lass this morning. Going to play next after Hootie and the Blowfish kicking off your Wednesday. Oh, three more days. Doesn't that feel good?
It does.
Really good.
Not long ago.
It's 105.3 New FM.
It's Tuesday, guys.
No, it's not. Oh, my God. It is too. I was literally thinking it was Wednesday. Anyway, happy days.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Lads.
Versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yes, we have a free Christmas pack for the winner, which contains lots of delicious goodies, including wine. We still need a lad this morning if you want to play on 13:10:09. We need to even up the score. Lasses and lads, both on 42 gold stars apiece. Come on, lads. It's time.
Yeah, good Christmas pack on offer.
You can re-gift it if you like.
Yeah, we don't
care. It's always great.
All right. Well, we still need a guy.
Yeah,
wow.
I said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Brooke. How are you this morning?
Hello, Brooke.
I'm good, thank you. How are you all?
Excellent. Now, Brooke's favourite ice cream flavour is mint, is a Simpsons fan and loved drama at school. Oh, yeah. Do you still do a bit of amateur drama or, like, joining a play or anything?
No, every day is dramatic enough as it is.
Well, that sounds a reasonable and fair reason to skip out on it. Well, let's hook into these questions, try and win you a Christmas pack.
Yep.
All right, question number one. What are heat beads used for?
Oh, pass?
No, pass is not a good... It's barbecuing. You know those little briquettes that you put in the barbecue?
Okay, yep, with
you. Yeah, all right. Which...
question, Brooke doesn't barbecue.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, okay.
That's all right. Question number two. You can still bring this back. Which glue is better for sealing areas that are constantly wet? PVA glue or silicon?
Silicon.
That is correct. One on the board. All right. Question number three. Festool is a brand that makes what?
They, what is it?
Festool.
How do you spell it? Is that S or F?
F for Fred.
Fred, Esther, Sam. Festool.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Tools.
One on the board for you. Hold the line, Brooke. Won't be long.
All right, we're going to Andrew. He loves Christmas and he's a postie. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Are you one of those festive posties that dresses like Santa on the run?
I put some decorations on my motorbike.
Oh, good.
I love that.
That's magical. All right, well, let's see if you can win it for the lads this morning. Louis Vuittons are a brand of what?
Louis Vuitton. Isn't that expensive handbag?
High heels.
That's a Louboutins.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the name of Taylor Swift's new album? Is it A, Evermore, B, Naked Feet, or C, Toes in the Sand?
Oh, Toes in the Sand, maybe?
Incorrect. Okay.
It's got Evermore.
So you just need to get this question correct to go to a coin toss for the tiebreaker. There we go. Number three, which Aussie pop star has a Christmas special airing on Channel 9?
Aussie pop star?
Pop star, like a musician. Star.
Yeah, like singer.
There aren't that many of them. Think about it.
Oh. Delta Goodrum.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to a coin toss.
All right, heads or tails, Andrew?
I'll go ahead.
Hey, Google, flip a coin. Here we go. Heads it is. Boom! Happy days!
Another one for the lads. That means we're in the lead now.
Yeah,
43. Brilliant.
Someone's deleted all of my sound effects.
Sorry,
off this
that was
so just was a bit of an imagine the Chris like the winner sound effects. There's like party poppers going off. It's going crazy. Yeah, exactly. You got the idea. All right, we've got a round of Love It or Loathe It up next though, and guys, I want to get your thoughts.
Oh, hang on, Craig.
Oh, you want to do it?
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right without it.
There you go, Andrew.
Success.
You're a big winner.
Tastes nice in the morning. Thank
that
you.
It does. Love It or Loathe It up next. And I want to talk about decorating your Christmas tree. Because there's a new study that's come out about, like, injuries around Christmas trees. It's scary.
Okay. 6:16 at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Today, we're talking setting up the Christmas tree. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Bit of a bore, you reckon?
Absolutely. The idea is fantastic. And then when you go to hallway cupboard or the laundry storage, you pull it out, untangle the lights, just job after job, really, isn't it?
Oh, please.
Well, it's true. Yeah,
it's not even like that. If you put everything away properly, you're not having to sit there untangle it.
I mean, can I just say, though, Jade has like a 30-centimeter Christmas tree, so of course she's going to say it's an easy setup.
No, you always put everything away properly. I keep all the boxes for the ornaments, everything stacked neatly into a box.
Keeping it simple for next time.
Yeah.
So, reason I bring this up, unbelievable story. So, over in America, apparently, they've done this study, and 1 in 5 are getting some sort of Christmas tree-related injury, like in terms of people who set it up.
How so?
So
it's like falling off ladders and whatnot.
Yeah, so falling off ladders with real trees, like branches like sticking into people, the trees like actually toppling over. Like there's a whole bunch of different stuff. Electrocution from old lights.
Yeah.
So apparently there's heaps of people who have lights that are 10 years or older. And it's causing a lot of different injuries. Who would have thought? I've never, ever heard of anyone getting injured by a Christmas tree in any capacity.
Neither. I've heard about Christmas tree lights. You know when there were an old-fashioned one back in the 90s where you actually used to have to put the little shade over the bulb and this would come up.
Ones?
The spiky ones.
Yeah.
They were deadly because they were clear and you'd stand on them.
Oh.
That was a huge thing at our house.
That sounds painful.
Yeah,
they
it was
were
pretty
awful,
bad.
Those spiky
they were.
Lights. Like, who invented the spiky
know.
Christmas light? They need to be shot.
They were terrible.
Horrible.
They didn't even resemble anything. Like,
yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, do you know what they resemble? You know those spiky balls that fall off
pine
that
trees?
Certain tree?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
just full of spikes.
Yeah.
It's just like
liquid
that.
Liquid amber.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that's the only injury I ever had.
Anyway, apparently it's a huge thing. A lot of people getting injured, putting up trees, taking them down, everything else. Who would have thought?
Oh,
such
watch
an
out.
Innocent activity. 1 in 5, that's 20%.
Do you know what? We have a Christmas show coming up. 13-10-09. Let producer Jackson know if you've had a Christmas tree injury.
Surely not. No one can be that special. I know there's this stat, but it's a bit ridiculous.
Hey, statistics don't lie unless they're done in an uncontrolled way. And there's a you know, wildly too small survey like this
must
one probably
be for
was.
A different country. All
America.
The special people live over there. Yeah,
like
there
the
we
radio
go.
Rating system. Funny in-joke.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay,
Maddie and
Crevo, the Novos.
13-10-09, guys. Does your pet hate the vet?
Yeah,
we
well, you took
about
your
this on the show
dogs,
yesterday.
Yeah, this
yeah.
week.
There was an incident yesterday. So obviously,
vicious little diamond Myrtle.
Yeah, my precious baby. On Friday, I mentioned that we went to the vet. Didn't go down so well. Myrtle wouldn't let the vet or the vet nurse really near her. So they said, look, we'll give her some tablets to take to try and take the edge off and you can come back on Monday.
The doggy Valium.
Mm.
Have a few of these.
Monday came around. I gave her all the medication. I said, Ben, this isn't doing anything. She's wide awake. I called the vet like to preempt. I said, look, nothing's happening. They said, I'll give her another one. Take her to the vet, still wide as...
wild.
Wild awake, wild little devil woman. So she ended up being held down by 3 people. This is a chihuahua, mind you. 3 people were holding down Murdy, trying to get her injection. She was muzzled. They had a towel
oh
over her.
Oh, my God. What a devil.
Myrtle ended up actually shitting herself at the same time. It was an ordeal. I kid you not.
I
this
can't
is not privatized in any way.
Blacklisted from Hamilton Vets.
No,
don't bring her back.
Well, they've actually said, and this is the thing, I told them, like, but they were great. But I was like, look, on Friday, I said, you're going to need to give me something strong because the same thing's going to happen, if not worse. Anyway, they're finally, like, listening, and they're giving me the hardcore stuff for next time. Trazodone. That's a sedative.
Wow.
Yeah, so good, but far out. And the vet was just like, oh, my God. She's like, I've
never seen anything like this.
The other dogs were totally fine.
The other dogs are fine. 2 little angels. And you know what's interesting? Haven't raised them any different, so I don't understand why she is the way she is. She's just... obviously, yeah, just...
hates the vet.
Hates the vet.
You know, it happens, though, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
Some animals just can't stand it.
Yeah, it's really strange. So on 13-10-09, does your pet hate the vet?
And like, what do they do?
Yeah, like, do they just shake? Maybe it doesn't have to be as bad as Myrtle.
I'd love to hear a story where, like, your dog bit the vet's finger off or something.
Oh, great.
Like, fantastic.
Or, yeah, do they hide under the bed? Do you have to try and coax them out? Like, do they know? Dogs know when they're being taken somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's the convo we want to have up next.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.
We want to know, does your pet hate the vet and what do they do?
Yeah. For those who don't know, I have a little terror. Myrtle hates the vet, absolutely hates it, to the point where she was held down by three vets yesterday, blanket over her head, muzzle on.
I love the optics of that, like this tiny little disabled dog.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
Being held down by three adult vets.
I honestly, it sounds, I was even stressed out watching what was happening.
Of course.
They did an amazing job, but Myrtle just carries on, like it's that angry dog sound effect there is nothing compared to what Myrtle is actually like. It's full on.
Does your voice calm her down?
No, nothing does.
Wow.
She just, I don't know. And I don't know where this fear has come from or this dislike. Have no idea. It's just, she just is who she is.
I think it's because like dogs must release like a stress hormone.
Mm.
Because when I took my dog to the vet, even for the first time, it's already like shaking and stuff when it gets there. It's just a room.
Yeah.
But they must be able to smell it. Like I think it must be some sort of, stress hormone or something, because they're already nervous when nothing ever happened there before.
Yeah, it's very odd. And so they've tried me on a couple of different anxiety tablets for her beforehand. I think it was pronounced gabapentin. I think it is gabapentin. But the thing is, now they've like upped it, thank God, and they've actually sent me home with some sedatives, trazodone. So
I love that you're having like doggy Valium chat with the vet.
Now which one can
through the catalog?
Which one can knock out a horse?
Yeah,
that's the one I need.
But I had this message come through from a lovely listener, and she said that she took her dog. She has this is awesome. She goes, I have two Ridgebacks, and she takes them to a vet a vet behaviorist.
Another Jadeism.
Yeah,
add that one to the folder.
And apparently there's this lady from Jigsaw Dogs called Margaret Keast.
Oh.
Who's meant to be really, really good at training. So she said it's worked wonders on her Ridgeback.
I told you, we'll try and get the Dog Whisperer on for you.
That's cool. We should try and do that. If there's like some tips or whatever, that'd be fantastic.
Treats don't even, nothing works.
You'll have to bring Myrtle in to work, which she'll have to wait outside.
Different.
But we can zoom
the dog whisperer.
No, she's a lovely, she's a lovely dog, Murdy. Don't get me wrong, she just doesn't like the vets.
Anyone else, no problems.
Yeah.
The vet, it's a no-go zone.
Yep.
Let's get the dog whisperer on, sort it out once and for all.
She hates strangers like her mum.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yes, here he is, Newcastle's gossip extraordinaire, Jackson. Hello.
I might get that tattooed on me over Christmas. Let's start with Selena Gomez. She's apparently quitting Hillsong after the big cheating scandal. So Carl Lentz, he's a pastor, so he basically married Justin Bieber. But when she was dating Justin Bieber, he was guiding their relationship.
Right.
So she's apparently holding him accountable for that, and she's just so disheartened by the fact that he's cheated on his wife that she's out. She's leaving for good.
Oh, I love Selena. Do you know, I kind of get that whole Katie Holmes vibe with this Church of Scientology. Like, she's a member, but she's not really committed. And once the divorce happened, she's separated from the church. So it's kind of the same thing, I reckon, with Selena.
Yeah, probably. You know, she's probably not that into it.
Stuck around for a while, discovered the hypocrisy.
Hasn't she been in Hillsong for, like, since she was 10?
Yeah, she's been in it since she's very, very young. But she says that she just doesn't identify with their ideal anymore.
Okay. To be honest, I'm not going to pretend to understand, like, pretend I know what Hillsong's all about.
It's a hard pass from
me. So whatever you're into, whatever your faith, go on your journey. Go for it,
I've been to a Hillsong get together. Very interesting because it's like a rave party.
Yeah, I've heard they're a great time.
Yeah, like beach balls being flown around. And
just don't forget
like
to donate a part of your wages every month.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a big request for that style of vibe going around.
Big vibe. Moving on to Naomi Campbell. So I don't know if you've ever seen how she flies and how she travels, right? It's intense. So I sent a photo through. I know this is very visual, but it's like a full hazmat suit. She looks like she's just something that's fallen from the sky and NASA's sent her out to check it out.
So it's like the people that test you at your car for COVID-19.
She really does. 100%.
So that's how she's traveling. That's how she's rocking up in first class masks, PPE gear. So people have accused her of stealing from hospitals. So she has referred she's referred to a video from, I think, about 2 years ago. Now, it's very hard to hear this audio, but listen to how intense she goes when she gets into a first class cabin.
That's the way. Everything you touch. This is what I do on every plane I get on. I do not care what people think of me. No matter what plane you take, private or commercial, as the plane descends, people start coughing and sneezing. And the coughing and sneezing makes me, I just can't.
I love her.
I just can't. I love that. I would not like to fly near her. I'm actually scared of her and I don't even have to work with her. But she's also said, stealing from medical staff? No, I got it on Amazon. I want it fair and square.
I know, love Naomi.
Like, sure, you can buy that sort of stuff. There's no shortage like that anymore, really, at the moment. If you, she does look like she's about to remove the asbestos from an old building, but hey, good on her. If she wants to stay safe and use the PPE,
go for it.
Fine.
She did say she is guilty, though, of depleting stock limits with some companies. She'll completely buy everything that they've got.
Well, that's
warehouses full of.
Do you know what, though? Honestly.
Yeah.
And she's probably not doing it for this purpose. I know she's being selfish and, well, not being selfish. No. She's protecting herself first. But her dressing like that, big supermodel like her, sets a good example. Like,
well,
people see that and
wear
go,
your mask.
Wear your mask.
She's wearing a full body suit. I can get away with the mask.
Yeah.
She's even got her own bacteria wipes called Naomix. Like, that's how big of a customer she is that they've actually rebranded the whole product. Kills 99% of germs.
There you go.
I am frightened of her. I think if I was ever to meet... Yeah, she's too scary.
Have you heard all the stories?
She's unpredictable.
She throws bones at people, pulls people's hair.
She's very... Well, just, you know...
No, I wouldn't put up with that sort of stuff.
She was on a show on Foxtel called The Face.
Really?
The Face Australia. And there was, like, this, like, you know, low-budget Aussie model that was a co-judge with her. Oh, she savaged her. She savaged her.
Yeah, just next
hated
level.
Her guts. Mm. And she hates hard now.
She's good at knowing
between. Thank you, Jackson.
No worries.
Guys, news time up next here at New FM. And coming up on the show later today, I'm very excited. Delta Goodrum is joining us.
Yeah, yay! How cool.
Yeah, should we hit her up for some free tickets?
More free tickets.
Yeah.
Even more away.
Let's ask her.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Now, we do have Benny from Happy Mobile Cafe in here today. Of course, they provide us with our delicious coffees for over a year now, Benny. Welcome to the show. Come on close to the microphone.
Hey, Benny.
Now, you guys are doing something really special tomorrow. Can you tell us about it, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow is Happy Milkshake Day at the Aspect School for Autism in Thornton. And what we're basically doing is we're donating milkshakes to all the kids there and also making the teachers' coffees.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like a last day of school type of thing. Yeah, it's been a tough year. You know, we just thought we might try and do something nice for our community. It's for a great cause too.
That it is. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a bit more to it as well, because you're raising money to help with the sort of trying to set up a bit of a barista training kind of thing, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So, so they're actually building like a little pop-up cafe type of thing where they can teach their students how to be baristas. And, just, you know, something like that, you know.
It's a valuable skill. If,
it is.
You know, for people that are the students there.
Could you have a GoFundMe page to raise money for that?
We sure do. And you can find the link through our Facebook page.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, just any donations is such a huge help.
Yeah, fantastic. So if anyone wants to donate money today towards the Milkshake Day, can they just reach you guys on your Facebook and do a donation that way? Or?
Yeah, so I mean, that's why we do have the GoFundMe page, because then that way it's just sort of very direct, very easy. That's probably the best way to do it, I would say.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Are you a harsh judge with these kids if they make the coffees, you know, and they're no good? Like,
are you like,
you know what, I'm sure...
Do it again!
That's not a lotus flower.
Yeah. I'm sure they do a better job than I will. The kids are pretty remarkable over there.
That's awesome.
Good stuff, Benny. And a big thank you to you and your dad, Carl, for everything you've done this year, of course. Yeah. We really do appreciate seeing you guys every day. And
you make our day.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be lost without you guys. So thank you. And will you come back next year? That's the big question.
100%. Of course we will.
Yes.
The Happy Mobile Cafe returns.
Woo! No Nescafe for us. Excellent.
Yeah, none of that garbage.
Appreciate
none of that garbage.
It. Thank you, Benny. Good luck with everything, man. Thank you very much.
Cheers for that. Next though, guys, 131009, we need your help. If you've got a story about when the kids have cost you big time. So basically, news story out overnight about this child over in the States who got on this iPad game called Sonic Forces, which is obviously Sonic the Hedgehog based.
Yeah.
And it's one of those games where you can buy like little extras. So if it's linked to the credit card, you tap like something in the game. And basically these little ring packs cost between $2 and $100 for the ultimate one. This kid has spent over $16,000 on the parents' credit card.
Well, how dumb. They shouldn't have linked their card to the game.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, these things happen.
16 grand?
Yep. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for a six-year-old as well. 131009, when did the kids cost you big time? Did they knock over your new TV? Did they cause some sort of minor car accident?
You know what? That literally would pay for a part-time nanny. Like, instead of just giving the kid the iPad or the phone to entertain them
cheaper.
For a couple of hours, cheaper to hire somebody.
You're right.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
When did the kids cost you big time?
Yeah, this is all after a kid over in the States spent over $16,000 on mum and dad's credit card when it was linked to the iPad, and he just got on the Sonic the Hedgehog game and kept buying the ring packs. Like, whenever he ran out of them, bang, just get another one. Up to $100 a pop as well if you buy the ultimate pack.
And you know what's sad is that at 6 years old, he can't comprehend how lucky he was to have spent that much money.
Oh, he's got no idea.
Not the kid's fault at all. It's the pair of clowns that are his parents, because who gives a six-year-old an iPad with a credit card linked to it? It's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Totally, especially those games that have the in-app purchases.
16K
that
on Sonic the Hedgehog.
That could have been your new car, Maddie.
Thanks, Scraper. Rub that in.
Wow, that was just wasted. It should have gone to you.
No, I'm just saying, for families, especially over in the States, they're doing it tough at the moment. $16,000.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what do you do with the kid? Like, you can't blame the child.
Nope, it's not the
it's
kid's
just
fault,
lazy
really.
Parenting.
Yep.
Well, for the things, those credit cards, though, it's like with me, my Google Play or whatever it is.
It's sort of linked to
it's
that.
It's linked to that account. So if they've got the password saved, it's just an accident.
It's an accident.
At the same time...
Oh, Jade's doing the token disagreeing. I can't believe you're defending $16,000 wasted.
Well, I'm just saying, come on, it can see how it happens.
But do you know what? The problem is the parents giving the iPad to the child.
Well, you know who
put
the problem
is? Put them in front of the television.
No, it's the bank's fault. Just saying, they should have
shut that down.
Well, they should have highlighted it. Well, they shouldn't be giving people, like, $20,000 credit cards.
Well, that too. All right. Well, there's so many issues we've gotten into. I just wanted, like, where kids do expensive stuff. All right. Tracy, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, great. So tell us, when did the kids cost you big time? What happened?
My grandson was 2 years old and I had a motorbike game on my phone. And he racked up $100 on my credit card by buying motorbikes for the game.
Oh, you got off cheap.
Still, it's a lot of money.
How old?
2 year old at the time.
Oh. So wait till he reaches six. It's going to be all kinds of chaos.
Do you know what's really good, though? You don't have to buy them Christmas presents or like a birthday present that year because they're too young to know if you got them something or not. So you can just, you know, say that was their present and cover the cost.
My fault linked my card to my phone. Now it's no longer linked to Google.
Yeah, smart lady. You've learnt your lesson.
Question, what would you have done if it was $16,000?
Still blame myself. Can't blame a child. Yeah. You give them your phone.
That's what happens.
Especially not at the age of two.
Thank you for your call, Tracy. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to Jenny. Good morning.
Good morning, Groovers.
Jenny Craig.
Hey.
Hello.
Jenny
Craig is in the house.
There you are.
So when did the kids cost you big time, Jenny?
So my son, Jason, God love me, he'll be listening, nearly $2,500. So very similar to the story you guys had. He was on my phone and he was playing with the apps on my phone. And I was hearing the notifications, bing, 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 all night. Like, I didn't even think of it. I just thought it was his game. And then I get this notification 2 days later, $2,500 within 6 minutes.
Oof.
Right?
In six minutes.
In 6 minutes. So, yes, he was playing an app. But, however, I said to my son, you know, you can't do this anymore. He goes, Mum, it's your phone and you let me play. I understand that, but you can't say okay to everything, right? So my son broke down in tears. So I sort of kind of thought, wow, it really is his fault. I should have denied it. Or you can turn off the app purchasing in the app store anyway. You can turn it off.
Right.
But in app store defense, I actually rang them and I actually told them my son is only three or four years old. I did. I said he's only 3 or 4 years old. I said, if you have a look at the purchases, they're in minutes, not minutes, seconds behind. Like it's, you know, 306, 309, 310, 312. And they actually refunded the whole amount knowing that it was an error.
Oh, well, there's a good trick for all you parents out there. Yeah. There's precedence for this.
Say your kid's really young and they got hold of your phone and you might get your money back. Thanks for that tip, Jenny Craig.
Anytime, baby. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, Jenny. You were a guest at our end of year breakfast last year. It's happening again on Friday. We'll give you tickets, Jenny Craig. We love you.
No way!
Yeah, double pass for you, okay? You're one of our faves.
Oh, my God. I will see you on the rooftop, baby.
See you on Friday. Thanks, Jenny Craig.
I love Jenny Craig.
You can't have the end of your breakfast without Jenny Craig. We've got more tickets to give away later as well on the show, keep listening to that.
But Gav Morris, guys, he's coming up next to have a chat about the weather. Obviously, there's so much happening Queensland at the moment, but we've finally got that rain that we were promised on the weekend. So see how long it's going to stick around for.
I wonder if he'll speak about the weather in a sexual-sounding way this time.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Hello, Gav.
Good morning, how are we? Now
you're getting
the spot on. Good morning. Good morning, Jade.
I've got to say, Gav, just before we got you on the line, Jade's like, oh, Gabby Wavy's on the phone.
Yeah.
Gabby Wavy. Do many people call you that?
Well, yeah, that's good. It's like old family, isn't it? You
Gabby
know?
Wavy.
Gabby Wavy.
Yeah, Gabby.
I was like, Gabby Wavy is on the line.
Now, Gav, reason we've got you on, last time this year, thank you, first of all, for coming on our show this year. We do appreciate it, of course. And obviously, this massive weather event, Byron Bay, in the last couple of days,
unreal,
has been smashed. That's probably the biggest news that I've seen on this. Like, are we going to expect this weather here, or what's the go?
No, definitely not. We certainly dodged this one completely. The whole system has broken down now. It doesn't have the formity that it had. It was just a very well-organized upper-level trough that transformed into a very powerful low that came in and absolutely hammered southeast Queensland, the Tweed and the Byron, and even further south along the Coffs Coast. But now it's broken back down into a gigantic trough line. But now it's still quite incredible. Because this trough is going to sit over eastern New South Wales until Christmas. So it means that what we've got right now, it's going to be very similar on and off. At the moment, I'm down on the coast and, you know, the onshore winds are here. It's grey. There's drizzle and showers that are coming through. And we're approaching that king tide this morning, which I'm a little bit worried about, 2.6 of a metre, because the angle of this swell, it's not overly big, but it's angled up. So it's probably going to eat out at the sand dunes just even further. So we will get more coastal erosion. That includes Stockton as well, but nothing like what has happened northward. And look, they're really, really busy as well. I mean, they've had so many tourists arrive, and now there's going to be no beach for the summer.
Hey, Gav, what does that mean for Christmas Day here in Newcastle? Because I know everyone is, like, hanging out for that. Is it going to be rainy, do you reckon?
Well, look, it looks like it's going to break up around Christmas Eve, so it actually might be pretty warm. And then there's a trough line that is looming once again, not sitting diagonally along the coast. It looks like this one's going to be angled, so it looks like it's going to be some kind of a change that will come through around Christmas Day. So I'm kind of expecting just a little bit of a shift in wind direction. Doesn't look like it's vigorous, but I would expect we'll probably have some showers, isolated showers developing, and maybe a little storm, but it doesn't look like it's a washout. It's not going to be as nasty and severe as what it's going to be throughout today.
Oh, good. We can still go to picnics at Dixon Park. That'll be good.
Really, Gav, just in terms of places like Stockton, if we got some sort of event like this, like, we're really on walking a fine line here, aren't we?
It's a mathematical certainty. Happened in southeast Queensland and Byron Bay was always going to happen. It's mathematics. We are going to see a low or a decaying cyclone come down the coast this time of the year. This is when we have really big king tides, you know, always around the famous Christmas tide. It's a new moon at the moment. We'll have another big tide again around the full moon. And once these big tides coincide with these low pressure systems, we're going to have coastal inundation. Now, what happened up at Byron, that was 30 centimetres. That was a storm surge that drove the highest tide mark over that mark by 30 centimetres.
Yeah,
that is significant.
That's huge.
Eventually, we're going to have a really, really big one. Again, it's a mathematical certainty. I don't know when it's going to be, whether it's going to be 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, but it is going to occur. And the same with us again. It is going to happen. We're going to have a massive storm surge around a high tide, a king tide eventually. So, you know, this bombardment of the coast along our coastline is inevitable. And I don't know how you can possibly stop it. It's just always going to keep coming because that's what Mother Nature does.
Yeah, absolutely. Gav, thank you very much, my friend. And have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on. Also, just to finish up, we did notice you were on the Today Show the other day.
Yeah.
Good job there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's getting busy now.
No,
it's actually crazy, you know. You know, look, Newcastle is my priority market.
Good.
But, I'm the weather guy now from Cape York and the tip of Queensland to, you know, the Otways and the Great Ocean Road
That's
of Victoria.
So
it's,
well,
it's a big gig.
They couldn't have picked a better man, Gav, so...
Oh, thank you.
Glad to have you on
our
team.
Thanks, Gabby Wavy.
See you, Gav.
Bye.
Oh, jeez. I bet you didn't think we'd tell him that, did you, Jack?
Nah.
Gabby Wavy.
Gabby Wavy.
Hey, guys, news time up next at New FM, and I'm very excited because another big game we've been doing here on the show this year is What's My Age Again?
That's right.
This is where we guess your age by asking a series of random questions. Can we have a look at the leaderboard for that? Because this is the last time we're doing it this year.
Oh, that's so true. I didn't
realize.
Who
will walk away with the win? Jade's counting them up now. Crevo, I think you and I might be tied.
No, I think myself and you are tied, Maddie.
Crevo's
on 10, and
ahead.
I think 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're all 10.
Oh,
everything, everything to play for.
Up next,
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos
across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and
Crevo,
the Novos.
Oh, yes, it's time for the final time in 2020. What's My Age Again? This is the game where you call up, we ask you a random bunch of questions, and we try and determine your age by your voice and your voice alone.
Yeah.
The winner gets a gold star for each correct guess. The rules are closest without going over is awarded the star.
Yeah.
Now, we're currently sitting on 10 gold stars apiece. So today, everything to play for.
Yeah, this is like really, really big moment on the show.
Yeah, it really hit home when you said it's the final time we're playing for 2020.
Now, I know you're competitive, Jade.
Yeah.
Crevo, I know you want to win this too.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that I really, really want to win.
I think I've got this.
I don't. Well, I said that last week. I had a fluke, but I've been losing for like half the year playing this game.
Hey, do you know what?
Obviously not. We're all even.
We've lost at different times.
Yeah.
If you want to play 13-10-09, you don't get a prize for it. Just a bit of fun.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
All to play for today. We are all tied on 10 gold stars apiece. Of course, the winner today will be the yearly champion of What's My Age Again. So this is where we ask you a series of random questions to determine your age by your voice alone. The rules today are closest without going over walks away with a gold star.
I'm quite nervous now, actually.
Last time.
All right, let's go to Craig. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good.
Excellent, excellent. Just briefly, who do you want to win?
Look, I'm
going
to have to say
J.D. Wadey. Oh, Craig. I'll try, man.
Okay, here we go. Your first question. What was the last gift that you received, Craig?
My last gift? It was actually Christmas baubles.
Yeah. Interesting one.
Okay. Okay, Craig, I think you're
you
want to
do another question?
Okay, yeah. All right. What brand of laundry detergent do you buy?
Couldn't tell you that one, actually.
Okay. Yeah, so you're not buying it yourself. Okay. I think, Craig, you are 44 years old. Craig-o?
I think you are 46.
I'm going to go with 36.
What's your age, Craig?
51.
Yeah,
one point. Damn it.
Feels good. Thanks, Craig.
Have a great Christmas, Craig.
Oh, scary.
All right, Jade,
Elizabeth,
you're up.
Elizabeth, good morning.
Oh, hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, yeah, not too shabby, thank you very much. Well, it's a very nerve-wracking one for us this morning, so I think we'll go to Maddie.
Okay, question for you, Elizabeth. Do you have a landline phone at home?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
all right,
you do.
Next question for you. What was your favourite TV show as a kid?
MASH.
Oh,
I love MASH.
Terrible show.
No, I like MASH.
I've been thinking about buying it on as the box set, Elizabeth.
Oh, you know they do those late night ads?
Yeah.
You can have all 99 discs for only
$12.50. It's so good.
Plus postage and handling.
Okay, I think you're going to be Elizabeth. Oh, I'm going to go with 56.
Okay, I'm going to go with 54.
I think 55.
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh,
we're all out.
We're all out. No point.
No point. Good. Okay. Oh. Thank you, Elizabeth. Have a great Christmas. Danielle.
Right. Yes.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing well, thank you. Question number one, guys.
The first question for you is, which type of chip is your favourite? I'm talking about the ones in, like, a bag, not hot chips, obviously.
Miss salt and vinegar.
Classic, of course.
Old school.
Okay, another question. Do you wear a smartwatch?
Have you turned into a gorilla, Jane?
I do wear a smartwatch, yes.
Okay, I know how old you are. You are 22 years old, Danielle.
I think you're 24.
I think you're... I'm going to go with 26.
Okay.
Oh, Jade, you got it. I'm 26.
Yes! But... Chriso and I tie, so we need a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God. No! Damn it! Oh,
do
thank
we do
you.
One more?
Thanks, Danielle. I can't believe I was spot on the money.
We need a tiebreaker. 13-10-09 if you want to break this tie for
this
us.
Is
the
incredible.
Lines are open right
it's
now.
It's between you and me, Chriso.
Now, how does this work?
Let me ask the question.
Oh, yeah. Maddie, you ask the questions. Okay.
I'm trying to win this for you, Craigie Waggy. You're still listening.
Hello, Trev.
How we going, guys?
Hey, good, hey, Trev. Trev the truckie. You're the tiebreaker today. All right, question for you, Trev, because we know who you are, but we don't really know your age.
Yeah.
What kind of regular car do you drive, not the truck?
Holden.
Holden what?
Verena.
Well, that threw me. What year model, Trev?
2009.
2009 Holden Barina. God, that's unexpected. You're in your big rig by day driving around in the little Barina on the weekends.
On the weekend.
I've just had to quickly Google.
All right, Jade,
All right.
You first.
That's
ladies
it?
First.
Yeah. One question. Yeah.
One question.
Okay, Trev, I think you're... I'm going to say...
Come on,
52,
you lose.
52.
52 for Jade Crevo?
I think you're 46.
How old are you, Trev?
43.
No points.
Oh,
we need
Trev,
another
one. 13-10-09. This has never happened. If you want to break this tie, the lines are open right now. Let's take it. New FM, who's this? No, I'll get another one. New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
It's Natalie.
Natalie. Okay, question for you, Natalie. What degree did you do at university? Or did you go to university?
I didn't go to university.
Okay. Right, Jade, you go first.
Okay, I...
Ladies first.
Think you're... 34.
Crevo?
I think you are... 31.
How old are you, Natalie?
39.
So I win.
Jade wins!
Oh, yes.
Congratulations!
Yes! Thanks, great,
Natalie.
We got the win. Thanks, Natalie.
Well
you don't
done,
deserve
Jade.
That win.
Why?
What
you
do you
don't
mean?
Deserve that
them's
win.
The rules.
Why don't it, oh. What do you mean?
She
why
wins everything. It's enough to make you sick.
What's wrong? You what's win, wrong? You win.
You win, you win. I'm sorry I'm competitive. If you don't come first, you lose. It's my motto in life.
Well, there she is, Jade, the 2020 What's My Age Again champion.
Yeah, thanks.
How does it feel?
Yeah, really good. And, you know, I really like to thank all our listeners for taking part in the game this year.
And obviously...
Made it fun.
Because the listeners don't get a prize for this game,
yeah.
No prize for you.
No, I don't get a prize.
Just the accolade.
I get the pride, but I'm really saying it's down to Craig today because he really lit that fire
Craigy
underneath
Craigy Wakey. Well, good job. Damn it. Jade, you're up next.
Yeah. So I've got something to tell you guys. Maddie, you were a part of this scandal. Actually, we all were.
A scandal?
Well, I may have on the Friday afternoon bought a stolen bike, but...
She's bought another bicycle.
Yeah, I've bought a bike.
How many do you have now?
I have two. But I want to tell you the unfolding of purchasing this bike and all the things that were bound to it in just a minute.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jade, wow, you really did escape from a massive dilemma the other
bad
day.
Boys, bad yeah. Boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
A escape prison, really.
Yeah.
You're lucky to be on the outside today.
It was scary. So I came across this bike on Facebook Marketplace. $20, absolute bargain. Looked like a really nice frame. It was solid. I started the, the conversation. Hey, is this still available?
Would you take 10?
No, I didn't. I didn't, because when you know it's a good deal, you don't bother offering lower, because you want to, hopefully you get the best, sale, the quick sale.
So, why did you need, first of all, a second bicycle?
Well, my other bicycle...
Not fast enough?
No,
not cool enough?
Look, I love Speedy, but he's not so speedy anymore. He's sort of the front brake rubs against the front wheel, so when I ride, it makes this...
How much did you pay for Speedy again?
$15. $15. Okay.
How long have you had it for? A big solid
budget.
Year.
Big budget. You're a big baller.
Longer. Almost year and a half now riding Speedy. Good.
You really squeeze the last drips of life out of that.
You know, that's
bicycle,
a good deal. That's about $1 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good bike. It's a good bike, but a little bit of rust, it's just your standard. It's one of those Repco ones, diamond a dozen, but I loved it.
What was that, sorry?
Diamond a dozen. Is that what it's called? A diamond a dozen?
No.
What is it?
A dime a dozen.
Oh, a dime a dozen.
A diamond a dozen.
A diamond a dozen. Anyway, $20.
$20 bicycle. You find it on Marketplace.
Guy goes, oh, look, no, it's pending pickup. I said, let me know if they don't pull through. I really want the bike.
Right. That's cool. Second in line.
Yep. So he comes back to me, says, look, I want to go to Sydney. If you're here before one, you can have the bike.
Oh.
I was like, ooh, okay. I was like,
Game on.
I can be there. So I wrote Maddie in to the saga. I said, Maddie, I need help picking up a bike. Can you please come along for the ride? We'll go get lunch at some point on the way.
Basically, you bribed him with lunch.
Exactly.
To come and help
Long
you pick
story
up
short,
bicycle.
So we had a meeting, all of us, at Rose's Rooftop for our big breakfast. So we finish up there around 11:30. And we're like, okay, Jade's like, please, Maddie, I need your help to carry the bike. She's like, it's a foldable, collapsible bike, really small. So we're in Jade's tiny little rice bubble car.
Mini.
Yep.
Little Alfa Romeo.
We drive all the way out to Fletcher.
Yep.
To this house, which, I mean, look, it was a 35-minute affair just to get there.
But the bike was really good. I had a look at it, and it was brilliant.
We get there, and the bike is half the size of Jade's car.
Couldn't get it in. So then that's when I needed to make a call to Crevo. I said, hey, Crevo, what are you doing this afternoon? Can I please borrow your van? You kindly let me borrow your van.
I said, no worries.
So we drove from Fletcher to Mayfield to pick up the van, got
another
back in
20,
the van.
25 minutes.
No, drove all the way out to Fletcher. The guy has gone to Sydney, so I've paid for it. He said, look, I'm just going to leave it here. Come get it whenever you want.
So you paid for it before
On the first trip. But get back there, and then Maddie goes to get it behind the corner of the house. He wheels it over, and he's like, oh, this is great. Maddie's on it, riding it in his front lawn. And then he goes, this is a great bike. I said, oh, let me have a go. And then I sit on it. I said, holy crap, Maddie. This bike's stolen.
It had a QR code on it.
It had one of those.
Oh, it's just one of those bike share bikes.
Yes. Yeah. And I said, what do we do? And Maddie's like, I guess we take it. And I'm like, a stolen bike?
You got to leave that right where it is.
It's an ugly bike. Like,
no.
This bike is one of the ugliest
bikes. It's a nice bike. So anyway, I've roped you into the crime. We've shoved it in the back of Crevo's
van. So you're using my car to transport stolen goods. I'm pretty sure that makes me an accessory.
Well,
I'm not happy about this.
Well, what happened?
I was freaking out. I said, Maddie, what do we do?
Well, we go back and we're driving back and I look on Google. So this ride sharing company shut down in Sydney and like 2 years, 2018, I think they shut down. Anyway, as a goodwill gesture to all of their customers, they gave away all of their bikes for free.
Yeah.
So this guy's been given a couple of bikes, but it was so ugly, nobody wanted them.
So they just ended up in Darling Harbour like all of the other rideshare
bikes.
I like it. It's great. It's missing...
It's red, oddly shaped, and quite ugly.
But you know what? Really good quality. The best thing is I did research into this because the reason why I thought this bike's great, it's all alloy frame, alloy wheels, so they're built to be outside. I don't have a garage, so I'm going to leave this bike outside to get weathered. The best thing is it will never be weathered, so I'll have it forever.
The chain will still rust.
Oh, I can replace the chain. That's easy. But $20, what a buy.
What
and
a
in the
deal.
End, we didn't do a crime.
Thank God, because otherwise,
bike.
You know, you'd be straight to jail.
$20 bike.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Thanks, guys.
There's a
free
lesson
help.
There. There's a lesson there, and that is, if it seems too good to be true, it is.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
13:10:01 wine. I wish.
Wow.
What time is it?
Is it wine o'clock?
Wow.
13:10:09. When did the roof collapse?
Are you right, Jade? Have you had some sort of conniption or something?
I got to collect myself. No, honestly, we were talking about this yesterday. A guy in Jesmond has mold all over his roof.
Everywhere.
And part of his roof actually fell in. And we thought to ourselves, you know what? Surely a lot of people's roofs at some point have fallen in on themselves. So 13:10:09, if it's happened to you, storms, maybe a little bit of hail, someone's kicked a football and there was a bit of roof rot and it's caused like tremendous damage.
DJ Mike, who works here, he got a tree through his roof.
In those recent storms.
But
I think it would happen a lot. Maybe even if you fell through your roof, we'll take that as a roof collapsing in on itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you fell through your roof or you have a hole in your roof.
For
roof collapse
reason.
Stories is what we're after.
This is a bit too far, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Sure, nobody's going to call for a roof collapsing.
I've actually got a great story about it.
Do you think you had something happen?
Not me, but someone I know.
Oh, wow.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
When did the roof collapse?
Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Nice and easy one. Poor bloke in Jesmond had mold in his roof. It actually collapsed.
Poor man. We've spoken about, like, his mold like, six times. Give him a break.
Well, in all fairness, it's not his house. So he's trying to get it fixed. I do feel for him because at Christmas time, your roof's falling in. An absolute nightmare.
Not good at all.
So we thought to ourselves, you know what? A lot of people must have this issue with roofs collapsing on them. So we're taking your calls this morning.
We have one. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, are you?
Hey, good. When did your roof collapse, Joe? What happened?
I had had surgery on my feet. I was a teenager, and Mum had gone up into the roof to, I don't even know what look at, but she went up in film. She was a smart cookie, that one.
Yeah. Safety first.
Yeah, exactly. She slipped between the beams and fell through and was left hanging by, holding on. And I was on crutches and she pulled me in and I had to come in and try and move my bed so she could fall to the ground safely.
Oh, on crutches.
Yeah, I'd had surgery on my toes. And, she sprained both of her ankles. She had cuts and grazes all up her side from falling through. And, yeah, she did a number on herself.
Imagine if she ended up with a toe or an ankle injury and you both ended up in crutches in the same week.
No. It would have been hilarious.
I love that you can laugh about it now, but
how traumatic.
What a nightmare.
I mean, she laughed about it. She used to laugh about it, but yeah, it was just, you know, her stupidity on her part for going up in thong.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Jay.
Great.
What a great story.
I'm glad she's okay.
You just never go up on the roof. A guy that works here always goes up on our roof. Like, we had our roof flat replaced
recently.
If you
have to go up, you have to go up.
But I always have that feeling he's going to fall through one day. Just unsafe place, roofs.
I wonder what safety shoes he wears. And he goes up.
Oh, he did. He has those like thongs.
No, no, he's got like special boots that he puts on,
like that's roof still. Boots.
Can you get roof boots?
Well, they've got like extra grip.
It's the Dunlop Volleys is the classic one
for
roofers. Fun
fact, real quick, wrapping this up. So, I actually got told a handy hint. If you are going on your roof, if you're worried about slipping, you actually spray AeroGuard on the bottom of your shoes for extra grip.
That doesn't sound right.
No, no,
that
no.
That sounds like you're making it more slippery.
No, it's
that sounds
true.
Like something someone tells you when they want you to slip off.
No, AeroGuard makes your shoes tacky, and Dunlop Volleys apparently are the best shoes to wear for grip.
Who told you that?
The antenna
the volleys,
man.
The volleys are true.
The
AeroGuard, I don't know.
No, it makes them tacky.
Was it that woman that's looking for a breakfast radio job that told you that?
Get up on the roof, Jack.
Go on, Jack.
I think roofers would know. It's AeroGuard on tacky Dunvops.
On tacky what?
Oh, Dunlop volleys.
Dunvops.
You know
Dunvops.
You guys, I'm exhausted.
Why are you exhausted? It's the end of the year,
yes,
final week.
Yes.
All right.
Dunlop volleys.
Hey, Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Shut up and drive.
So yesterday was a huge day because for the past 12 years, Maddie, you've been living your life.
Mm.
And now, as a now 30-year-old man without a driving license. And I think it's been weighing increasingly heavy on you over time. Like, it just
it's
seems
like the boulder on your shoulders that gets a little bit heavier each year. Because as you know, as you get closer to 30... like, that's the time in your life you're meant to have things together and sorted.
Now, would you say before, say, the last couple of weeks, would you say you thought about it at least once a week?
Multiple times per week.
Like, even every day? Like,
yeah, almost every day.
Through your mind?
Yeah.
So that's, like, a really significant thing in your life that you've been not necessarily stressing over, but thinking about and taking up a bit of your brain
power.
Well,
as time went on, it just got, like, I turned it into this massive big thing in my mind. I was getting anxious over it. You know, I didn't want to go and, do the lessons. Like, the road made me nervous. So, it was a big thing. And also, it's very embarrassing to be that guy. And sometimes you need to step back and look at yourself seriously. This isn't like a joke and go, wow, like, I'm that guy with all of my friends. That doesn't have a license, and it's got a bit much.
But you
to be
do
honest.
Now.
I do now.
You do now. You got your license yesterday.
Last week, of course, Jade, you organised for Bernadette, the lovely Bernadette, who called the show, and offered her time just off her own bat, nothing for absolutely no, you know, personal gain or whatever. She just wanted to help Maddie to get his license, and she was so awesome. Like, she took Maddie out on the driving lessons. And then yesterday we went out to Raymond Terrace and we went for your test. Now talk us through how it all went down.
All right. So we did a fair few lessons leading up to the test. We drove yesterday and she was, let me just say from the outset, one of the best driving teachers out. So this has all happened within a week.
Yeah. You didn't need many lessons. Like what, five?
Yeah, five or six. But she's just, the way she was teaching me, it's just so understandable, so relatable, very calm. So we go out to Raymond Terrace and I kept a pretty cool demeanor up until like right before the test. I was freaking out a bit.
Yeah, you got a bit of nervousness when we pulled into the car park of the testing center. There was like you got confused about which of the two parks we were getting, and like it was just a bit of nervousness. And I actually said at that point, I'm going to leave because I feel like me watching.
Yeah.
You know when you watch someone park a car?
Yeah, it makes it worse.
It makes it worse. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. So I just went and got like a coffee and a bite to eat. And I was like targeted to come back as you finished.
Yeah. So basically during the test, I think I did pretty well. So I got 95% in the test. I made four mistakes.
What's the pass rate for? Because I don't
know. I
think
you need to get over 90.
Okay, cool.
So I did a decent job.
Easily clear.
The guy that was like in the car with me, like critiquing my driving, really, like, didn't give me much. Like, we had some sort of basic banter, but that was it. And then at the end, what was so lovely when he said, look, you've passed. He said, oh, do you mind if I tell my kids that you passed? So I just want to say, like, that. And I didn't know that he'd heard me talking about this on the radio.
Yeah.
But it was just so lovely. And, like, so many people were behind me. I got so many messages of support from our listeners, and of course, like, it means a lot, you know. I feel good today.
There was a random, like, young lad who was getting his license. His dad was there.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, they were like, oh, congratulations, because the good two of vibes. You got it at the same moment. Like,
that's it was so sweet. Good.
I got the obligatory P plate photo of the car.
Standing next to the car with holding the P plates up. So it was a great moment.
What did your mum say? Because your mum's going for her license on Friday.
She was happy.
Yeah.
She was happy. I'm glad I got it before her, though.
I love that's what makes you competitive.
No, it's really good. It'll open up my life so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't feel like I've fully utilized living here in Newcastle. I've been going into my third year here now.
Yeah.
And without a car, you're not truly, like, seeing and experiencing where we live.
Yeah, so true.
There's so much I'm excited for to do next year, you know. I can see so much, and it's going to be great.
Car shopping's next.
I know. Yeah. There's a big story we can talk about on the show few weeks.
Seriously, guys, thank you for pushing me, because I would not have had this without the push over the cliff.
You're welcome. Jade,
Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Creepo. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Jackson, 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off after us.
Yo. Going back with the baby animals.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's just Scream Summer.
Yeah. Kygo. Imagine Dragons as well. They're in the 105 playlist.
Oh, beauty.
Nice.
Blessed Union.
Oh, can't you just imagine driving by the beach, your windows down, your sunroof up, listening to this?
Yes.
I can imagine it.
I actually can. These are all in my playlist.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah, good stuff. It's kicking off after 9, and very exciting as well. After 9 o'clock today, we have $50 Coles gift cards to give away with New FM's 12 Days of Christmas.
Gee, that's huge. Right.
It's just winning all round here, isn't it?
So when you hear Santa sing, he's a terrible singer, then you call up 13109 to win.
Can you give us an example?
Oh, I don't even... I think he's he does something like that.
Bigger than the prices we got on our show is huge.
Sounds like Tones and I.
Yeah, true. That's a good point, actually.
Santa and I.
Now, we've got bigger prizes because we don't need the $50 vouchers, because we have passes to our second annual end-of-year breakfast at Rose's Rooftop.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Doing the show live on our final show of the year this Friday. Breakfast all round between 6 and 9. If you are a massive fan of the show, and, you know, you listen to us every day, you really enjoy it, and you're like an actual fan. Mm.
You want to come hang out with us.
Give us a call right now, 13109. We've got some doubles to give away.
Yeah.
NASA from MAFS is coming too.
It's going to be exciting.
Love him or hate him, you can tell him what you think of him.
Yeah.
We encourage it.
Yeah, true. All right. But we've got Shannon on the line.
So oh, yes.
We're going to say g'day. Morning, Shannon.
Which line is he on?
10.
10. Hey, Shannon. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Yeah, we're really good. So there was a couple of things you wanted to talk about, Shannon, because just after 8, we're talking about when your roof caves in. And I was saying to the guys how you should be wearing Dunlop Volleys on the roof, and spraying a bit of AeroGuard apparently makes them a bit more tackier so you don't slip.
Yep, you're 100% right, or kind of 50-50, 100% right. So Dunlop Volleys are the best. The AeroGuard is 50-50. I thought maybe if you're going to use something, it'll be hairspray. All of our trade, so I work for Newcastle Roofing Professionals, all of our trade wear Dunlop Volleys on the roof, but no AeroGuard or hairspray.
Yeah, that sounds a bit dodgy, that AeroGuard thing.
Anything slippery on your shoes, that just doesn't, it's not kosher. You're going to slip.
No, Dunlop Volleys, yes. AeroGuard, no. The verdict is in.
And you had something else you asked me, but we're a team on this show, so what was your other question?
Oh, my other question was, how do I get these tickets to your last show on the rooftop? I did have a story, but it's kind of more, it's not Shannon, derated.
All right, Shannon, you do call a lot. You contribute a lot, so we'll give you a double.
Oh, thank right. you very much.
You're a winner.
Better stay loyal in 2021, Shannon. Stay loyal.
That's all we ask.
No flicking. Thanks, man.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Yeah, Rose's Rooftop this Friday. Doing the show live from there. We're inviting you to come along and celebrate the end of the year with us. It's always fun.
It's a great day, and it's just a fun celebration to hang out with you, enjoy a delicious breakfast, beautiful view. It's a spot, like one of the best spots in Yumi.
Do you know what? These guys are so professional at Rose's Rooftop, and they're just so lovely. They're always very flexible. They're always open quite late, and it's such, like you said, a beautiful spot. Mm. So, Rose's Rooftop, Newcastle's hidden gem.
Alrighty, we're going to give these tickets away right now. Going to Joanne. Hello.
Ooh, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Congratulations, you're coming.
Yes, great, thank you.
How long have you been a listener of our show for?
I haven't been that long, only probably 6 months. The COVID got me and I started listening.
Oh, awesome.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. 6 months,
thanks,
hey?
For COVID.
Who'd you switch from?
TKO.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
Yeah. They're good. Yeah. Thank you for entrusting us with your morning radio. Yeah. Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate it. Coming to our breakfast is Carly. Hello, Carly.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
New listener or old listener?
Oh, I'm an old listener. I've been there through the changes when things were there, and I've sort of seen it all, heard it all.
Do you know what? We've been the steady ship now for a few years.
Yeah, 4 months has been good. Nice and steady.
Excellent.
Good stuff. You're coming to the breakfast. Thank you, Carly.
Let's meet Shanna. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, really good. Well, you're coming to the breakfast. We can't wait to see you. Long time listener or new listener?
A very long time listener.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, have you called the show often? Because I don't recognise your name.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually Shana, and I only spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I was at the cocktail breakfast, remember?
Oh, yes.
Shana.
See, there we go. That makes sense now. Brilliant. Well, we can't wait to see you at our last show.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Shana.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. There you go, guys. It's going to be good. Rose's Rooftop. It is Newcastle's hidden gem. Beautiful spot. Great for weddings, a night out, just an all-round good time.
Yeah, or a special event that you want to host. It's all perfect for that.
Yep. Absolutely. Delta Goodrum, Jay, joining us next.
She has got a new single out, if you haven't heard it. It's very magical. Only Santa Knows, which I love. And obviously, she's coming to tour here in Newcastle. So we're going to touch base with her on that.
Okay, it's coming up after this at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Hey everyone, it's Delta here.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour.
Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021.
Tickets on sale now via tickettech.com.au.
2021 is looking big for Delta Goodrum. She's got a brand new Christmas song out now. It's called Only Santa Knows, a big TV special coming to Channel 9. And, of course, she's touring Newcastle next year in May 2021 for her Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour. Delta Goodrum 2021. First of all, welcome to the show. It's going to be a big year, right?
Yeah, it is. It's been such a busy year. Great, which I'm grateful for amongst such a unique year. But going into 2021, we've got the tour. We've had this phenomenal Christmas special, you know, duetting with Kylie Minogue and Robbie Williams and Olivia. And it's been just a really, really dream come true doing that. And obviously with Only Santa Knows. So I'm grateful for the work, but I'm looking forward to the Christmas time with my family.
Oh, definitely. I love Christmas, and spending it with family is so important. But Only Santa Knows, was that in the making for a while? Was that just sort of a magical Christmas decision to write a Christmas song?
It was a Christmas miracle in the last quarter of the moment where I had written this song called Only Santa Knows, and it kind of rolled on to going, I'm really looking forward to seeing my family at Christmas. I haven't seen them in so long. and imagine what it's going to be like for everybody having not seen their families. And so I just decided I'm going to make a Christmas album, and I produced it all, pulled it all together, and I'm really proud of, you know, I got some, it's a really small little team that I went and got all my Christmas decorations, went to the studio and created the Christmas record.
It's so magical. And I was actually just watching the film clip. Are you a big fan of Love Actually? Because your film clip reminds me of that moment in the movie, you know, with the secret love letter at the door.
Yeah, we took the direct thing from it, and I did the whole, you know, don't say it's carol singers, and yeah, I was like, it was meant to be a lyric video, but somehow it's become the video.
Do you know what, Delta? I love that you're like totally owning Christmas, because not many Aussie artists have really like gotten in on that action. Like, you've got the TV special coming up, which is amazing. Obviously, what made you do it this year? Did you just want to get into big cash, and like, did you get into the spirit, or
cash through music?
Well, you know, I mean, you gotta look out for number one. No one's giving you money.
Guys, it's Christmas. Don't listen to them, Delta.
It came from a genuine heart space of that. I knew that the gravity of what the year was had kind of been, even though I'm so proud of Australia and where we're at now, of course. But at the same time, it just came from a place of that I was so fortunate to bring together the Christmas special with the Christmas music. And really just, it wasn't something I had sort of pre-planned. It just was very organic. And I love Christmas with all my heart. Everyone knows I'm a Christmas crazy. And all my friends and family, everyone's aware that I, you know, my whole foundation stemmed from the belief in the magic of Christmas. And that I believed anything was possible from a young age. And it kind of started from Christmas, and now I get to share that with everybody. So, no, it definitely was
that?
Creative,
You're one of Australia's great success stories, Delta. I just want to ask one thing, though. What's with the no shoes? Connection to the earth, like, that helps inspire your music? Do you just have very hot feet?
Like, you mean on The Voice?
Well, just, yeah.
No, that wasn't cute on The Voice at all. Like, I'm totally aware of that.
No, but I mean, like, is it a certain, like, something that you're getting from it? Because I know, like, creatives, right? They all have these different things that they do to create. Is that something that helps get you in the space? Like, just kicking the shoes off and relax. One of the most relaxing things you can do, right?
It's kind of like driving. If you drive in heels, it's harder to sort of have your heel with the accelerator. Like, it's pretty, it's a bit more optics. It's like, I'm quite tall, so my top of my knee hits the piano. If I'm in heels, it's a little bit harder to drive the pedals.
Practical reason.
Hey, Delta.
But I do like running around with no shoes, because I'm quite, even though I'm for as busy and crazy of a creative I am, I do like running around like a nutcase.
100%. Also, Delta, congrats on the production company as well. Next year, you're producing TV shows. Yeah, this is going to be great. Yeah. What have you got in the pipeline?
No, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I've really learned this year how to produce content, and I've always been one of the people that I've always been the person behind everything. That I'm very proud of the work I do, and now I get to take it to a new level. And the first one's my Christmas special,
it's brilliant.
I'm really proud of, and there's a lot to it, and come on 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you're coming here to wrap us up, Delta. Bridge Over Troubled Dream. You're in Newcastle in May. Do you have a message for us Novocastrians out there? Like I said, we love you here in Newcastle.
Just that I cannot wait to see everyone face to face and bring some live music to life. You know, it'll be one of the first tours up, so you may as well come to mine. And
absolutely.
Let's create a fantastic night of songs, you know, and get to know some new ones.
Good stuff, Delta. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
You're a lovely person.
Merry Christmas.
See you, Delta. Oh, dear.
So nice.
Me. Yeah, she's lovely. Of course she is. You had to ask about her filthy fate, though, didn't
you, Creeper? Doesn't everyone want to know about that?
To be honest, I didn't know anything about it
until you Google image Delta's fake.
Yeah, we did, just in the break, and I had a look, but I didn't realise it was such a thing.
No, do you know what?
It's big.
It's so lovely when you hear these big stars like Delta, like being so humble, because you just don't know what they're really like. but she's very nice.
She's
Delta.
A great lady, yeah.
Yeah. And you're not usually into the Aussie pop stars, Crevo. We all know what happened when you trolled Dami Im.
What do you mean, trolled her? I had a bit of fun. It was a chat. These things happen. God. She's fun.
Yeah. Bridge Over Troubled Dream Tour are coming to Newcastle in May. It's going to be great. Mm. You should have asked her for free tickets, Jade.
Oh, well.
Big star. You and Delta can hang out. Love Christmas together.
Couple of blondes in the media.
Couple of blonde big Making stars. Big. Loving Christmas. Hello, Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Ashley Simpson.
Do you remember when she got booed in the big stadium for singing this one?
Yeah.
She's
and
like,
this
took a bow and she's like, wow, everyone loves this. She's clapping above her head and then they were booing and she ran away. Aww,
this is a great song. I'm glad we brought this back.
I really like early 2000s Ashley Simpson. What happened to her? We need to bring her back.
Is this the SNL song that she got caught lip syncing on?
No, she did this one prior and then she did Pieces of Me, which started playing the vocal track.
Yeah,
she
that's
sort of
right.
Just did that weird jig and then ran off stage. Pseudo Echoes Funky Town and
Ava Max.
Yeah, fresh.
Great song. I love it.
Really good. What's with all of these big artists? There's two hits on the radio at the moment. Ava Max, My Head and My Heart, and Joel Corey, Head and Heart.
I didn't even think about that until now.
Oh, good. It's 9:08. Have a great day. And don't forget, New FM's 12 Days of Christmas continues with Jackson next. $50 Coles gift cards to win all day at New FM.
See ya.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.